of gangsters and journalism, an apology. The history we read, though based on facts, is, strictly speaking, not factual at all, but a series of accepted judgments. So said Jeffrey Berenklau in his book History in a Changing World, 1955. Journalists, like historians, are only as good as their sources, and reportage, like commentary, is colored by the lens of belief. Several weeks ago, I wrote a piece called Keeping It Gangster, where I wrote about the infamous Crips, Bloods, and other urban gangs had their roots in the Black Panther Party. Although I didn't cite my source, it was an article written by black political prisoner Sundiata Okoli and published as a pamphlet originally back in 1979. The article suggests these gangs had early influences in dress and root consciousness that flowed from the Black Panther Party and other nationalist and revolutionary-type organizations. This in other source materials, like a Xerox copy of an August 1973 publication of a Crip constitution and the autobiography of former Crip Sanyika Shakur, formerly known as Monster Cody Scott, led me to the conclusion that Crips had roots in black consciousness movements and had somehow gone awry, perhaps under the influence of the drug game. I have come to question that conclusion. No doubt Sundiata Okoli, a proud Panther and veteran of the black liberation movement, believed many of his face-to-face sources in state and federal prisons over many years. But it seems many of his sources were telling him what he wanted to hear to give a gloss over their origins that didn't exist in life. Perhaps because Sundiata wanted to believe their reports of BPP and nationalist influences, he believed them. Just as I wanted to believe that the party had such influence, I too believe such reports. I can't say I do today. I reread Shakur's autobiography, Monster, the autobiography of an L.A. gang member, published by Penguin in 1993, and I must admit, it is hard to find evidence of either social, communal, or nationalist consciousness in the Crip life that Shakur describes. What is evident is a profound nihilism. It would have been nice, reassuring even, if the Crips and other black youth gangs had a social consciousness. But nice ain't right, and no amount of wishing will make it so. They were unconscious criminals, devoid of the knowledge of their people's long, hard walk to quasi-freedom. I stand corrected. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.